just thank you guys again. This is really, you know, going to be a fun blast, I think, and, you know, looking forward to it. So without any further ado, let's get into some of the talking, you know. You know, that's kind of what the show is. It's more than just us introducing ourselves. So we'll just kind of start. I'm going to kind of hand it over to you guys. You know, you guys are really, as you kind of already said, you guys are a really big part of Bama hockey. So I kind of want to, again, I want to pass it over to you guys and just, you know, just talk about that for a while. Go with it.
Well, Bama hockey, for people who do not know, is the club hockey team, ice hockey team here at the University of Alabama. The SEC schools make up a conference called the SEC-HC, and I believe that there's 9 active schools that compete. There will be 10 next year when LSU comes back from a hiatus they have been on. But the hockey team is something, you know, people, they hear club sports and they may think that it's something that, you know, is not real big on campus or things like that, not well supported. But I think that this club team is the best supported club team on campus by far. It's been very fun to sort of watch the support for this team build over the past few seasons. A lot of people coming to watch the games. They do play their home games at the Pelham Civic Complex in Pelham, Alabama. So it's about an hour-long drive for these players to go practice and for fans to come watch the game if they're from the Tuscaloosa area. So students who just come to watch the game as fans, the students that are actually competing, the coaches, everyone involved with the program has to make big commitments if they live in Tuscaloosa or other places, which they do. The 3 coaches that come to the games and coach do not live really very close to Pelham at all. The head coach, Mike Quenville, is from Huntsville, Alabama, and I believe Brian Crowley, the assistant coach, is not from the Pelham area either. He has to make a good bit of a drive as well. Assistant coach Ian Hebert, who is one of the greatest players in the Birmingham Bulls ECHL history, now lives in Birmingham, so he does not have to drive very far. But everyone involved has to make a lot of commitments. I think, Eric, you can sort of speak to that because you're on the team and you've played, and so you've been to those practices where you have to drive, you get home late, and games, same thing, where you're coming home late after games and stuff. So for you, I'm sure it's maybe a little bit of a burden to have to drive, but all worth it at the same time.
Yeah, it's absolutely worth it. Sometimes you don't want to, you know, maybe drive an hour out there, have practice from 8:30 to 10:30, and then drive an hour back, get home at midnight. It's kind of a burden, but it's all worth it. You nailed it right on the head. The fan support for what is a club team is just outstanding for down here, especially in the South where hockey isn't that big in Alabama. And we constantly get at least 1,000 fans at our games, and it's just outstanding to see the fan support for a club sport, which is probably one of the better funded club sports, and not just at Alabama but in the nation.
Yeah, Kendall and Eric, you mentioned it's a big commitment for not only the players and coaching staff but for the fans as well. That is a bit of a haul for them to make it to every game, and there's quite a few fans that do come to every game, and the fact that that building has 1,000, 2,000, we've even seen close to 4,000 people in that building this season, it's very impressive to see.
So let's talk about more situational aspects of Bama hockey here, and actually how they've been doing over the past couple of seasons. This program is in its 8th year history now, all at the club level. This is non-varsity, non-NCAA sports we're talking about here, and the club plays under the American Collegiate Hockey Association branch. There's 3 levels within the American Collegiate Hockey Association. Alabama's at the D3 level, and there's 160 teams roughly that make up that division. So there's lots of colleges that everyone has heard of if you're big sports fans, and you can turn on the TV and see these schools play in the big money sports, but they have a hockey team as well. Some schools actually have 2 hockey teams within the ACHA, but Alabama has been very successful. They're, at the end of the season, there's 12 teams that make it to the national tournament. The tournament rotates wherever it may be. And so the past 2 seasons, Alabama has fought their way to the tournament. I believe the first season they ever made it was up in New Jersey a couple of years ago. Last year it was in Springfield, Missouri. And that is really the goal at the end of each season for this Alabama team. And I think it's something that players, they don't have a cockiness about them necessarily, but that is the expectation. That's what they want to accomplish at the end of the season. They work very hard all year long. Eric, you mentioned about driving to practice on Wednesday nights. sports, and that's something that a lot of kids would not make the commitment for. But this team has a lot of goals, and this season they've been pretty successful thus far. We can go ahead and recap what they've done so far on the year. They started their games back in September, although the season really started before then because they had tryouts and things of that nature to worry about. But Alabama got two big wins to start the year, 13-1 over U.S. Army Fort Benning, 14-1 over Tulane the following night. And so those were the only two games played in the month of September. We then went into the month of October and the Civil War Showcase in Huntsville, Alabama, which took teams from the South region against teams in the North region. And Seth, I know you can talk about that as well because you were on the call with me and were a color analyst for that series. But Alabama came out and played three very talented teams from the North Division the opening night. They got a 4-3 overtime victory over Michigan Flint. Clay Link had two goals in the hockey game, including the overtime game winner. And we can talk about many, many different players on this Alabama team that has played well throughout the seasons. Clay Link certainly one of them. Michigan Flint was actually the team that really eliminated Alabama from tournament contention the previous season. And so to go into Huntsville, Alabama, and play a team like that, I know Alabama was fired up. I know Michigan Flint was fired up as well. You could tell by watching the game. And it was one of the better games of the season. I think the best one to this date until what happened last night. And we won't talk too much about that because we're actually going to have the re-airing of that game after this show. But a very exciting game last night for Alabama. So we went through the month of October, started out a little bit rocky because they played three very tough teams. Again, they get that win over Michigan Flint. They lose 4-2 over Grand Valley State, 3-0 over Davenport. And then they come home and play the South Florida Ice Bulls. They get a 7-3 victory there and then go on a little bit of a slide. They have three losses in a row, all by one goal. 4-3 to Christopher Newport. That game was in Pelham, Alabama, and Christopher Newport scored with 1:05 left to take the lead, and so that was a tough goal to give up late in the hockey game. Then Alabama faces their first SEC-HC opponents of the season, and they take on South Carolina back on the 17th and 18th of October, and Alabama gets a shootout loss to South Carolina the first night and then a 4-3 loss to South Carolina the second night. And to wrap up the month of October, it was 9-5 over Georgia Tech. So guys, we can just stop right there, and it was still early on in the season. We knew we had a lot of talent on this Alabama team, but for whatever reason, maybe not the start the team wanted, but again, they're playing a lot of very, very talented teams early on.
Yeah, you said it right there, Kendall. It was kind of a tough slide at the beginning of the year. We had a lot of tough opponents, but we stuck together. We kept rolling as a team, and it showed us last night and this weekend that this team has really come together from maybe not being or not having the most chemistry at the beginning of the season, and now they're just kind of rolling and moving along and getting momentum heading into regionals, SEC, HC tournament, and hopefully nationals.
And I think playing those tough opponents early in the season, while it may not reflect in your record in the most positive way, it's very helpful to get those guys to mesh together and come together as a team. So when you play those tough opponents later in the year, come the postseason, you guys are ready for that hard-hitting style of play of hockey, and the Frozen Tide have proven that this year, defeating number one teams multiple times.
Well, I think the meshing of talent and guys really started to go on when there were multiple road trips in the month of November. So as we continue on this morning on WVUA 90.7 The Capstone with Morning Skate, we will continue to recap the season that Alabama hockey has had thus far. So in the month of November, the team goes to Arkansas, which is a very, very talented team in the SEC-HC. Maybe the best one this season, but Alabama will have something to say about that next week in the conference tournament. But Arkansas currently ranked number one in the Pacific region. I think they've been there all season long in that spot. So Alabama drops two games to Arkansas on the road to start out the month of November, both by three goals. They go to the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, which is on the Gulf in Biloxi, Mississippi, and take on Tulane. Again, an opponent that Alabama had already played in the season, and Alabama gets another win win over Tulane, this time by a score of 6-4. The Frozen Tide then make a long trip to Rockledge, Florida, and play a very talented Central Florida team on the first night with probably 3 or 4 hours of sleep. I was on that bus ride, and it was one of the longer trips I think we've ever been on, for sure. Got there in the morning, about an hour before the morning skate, and I know everyone was pretty tired and worn out, but somehow they came out and played a really good game against Central Florida to start out. They had a 3-0 lead, and the Knights stormed back. They score 4 goals in the second period in that hockey game, Alabama only with 2. And then there was 1 scored apiece in the third. So Alabama drops that game 5-4 to Central Florida. And all season long, you could sort of tell after that game, that's one Alabama really wanted back. And they had a chance against that very opponent this past weekend in Pelham. So let's continue to talk here about the recap of Alabama hockey. Again, at that point in the month of November, they're in Rockledge, Florida. 4-2 win over South Florida the following day. And then a 3-2 win over what at the time was the number one ranked team in the South region in Florida Gulf Coast. Big goal scored by Joey Rome with just a couple minutes to go to give Alabama the victory in that one. And then there was only 2 games left in the first semester back in December. Alabama drops a game to Ole Miss in the Bancor South Arena 4-3. And then that was in a shootout. And then the next night it was the exact same score, but it was a different outcome for Alabama. They win 4-3 in a shootout, those games being played at Tupelo, Mississippi. And then the second semester got rolling, and this is where the Alabama team heated up last year and really made a run for the postseason. They're doing the same thing right now, only 1 loss in the semester, many, many wins, 8-2 against Tennessee, January the 10th to start the semester, and then the Iron Cup, games against the Auburn Tigers, and everyone around here knows what the Iron Bowl is, maybe not know what the Iron Cup is. So guys, let's talk about the Iron Cup and how that's certainly a different event than anything that goes on during the regular season, but it's an event that I think fans should know about. Very, very exciting, and a lot of people coming to Pelham to support the team.
The Iron Cup is absolutely the greatest environment I've ever played hockey in. You get 3,500, I think we even had 3,800 people in the stands this year for a club sport that's ridiculous, and it's really the best environment that I've ever seen for in my time playing hockey. And it just that really gets the players up. It gets them motivated for the game, gets them excited, and it was just a fun weekend against and a good 3 good hockey games.
And it's no surprise anytime Alabama and Auburn get together, no matter the sport, it's always going to be heated up and intense, and that's no different for these two hockey teams. And while Auburn's a bit of a newer program, they have started to become more and more competitive and making these weekends and Iron Cup games more and more fun to watch each season.
On the opening game of the Iron Cup, Alabama gets a 9-1 victory over the Auburn Tigers. That second game we thought would be much more competitive because if Alabama won the second game, they would clinch the Iron Cup. They have never lost a hockey game to Auburn, and after this season, the regular season ended last night, it still stands that way. It was a 3-0 win against Auburn the second night. Again, these games being played on the 17th, 18th, and 19th of January, and then a 13-1 win for the Alabama Frozen Tide hockey team on Sunday afternoon to go 3-0 over Auburn on this season and to sweep in the Iron Cup. And then Alabama has their only setback so far of the second semester. The only setback that happened during the regular season part of the second semester, because we just have ended that last night, as I mentioned, they lose 4-2 to Ole Miss, a very good team, a team that's always fighting for a spot in regionals and in the national tournament. The first time in conference history that two teams went to nationals last season, and it was Ole Miss and Alabama, so that just tells you what type of caliber you're dealing with when those two get together. So again, Ole Miss beats Alabama 4-2 back on the 24th. The next night, the Frozen Tide get a hard fall 3-2 win over Georgia, an opponent that had only won 4 games to that point, but they were coming off a big win over Tennessee the previous night, and so we knew that team would come into Pelham and play well, and they did. And then on Friday night, Alabama gets a 5-0 victory over Central Florida, and that really was something that the program will look back on as maybe a big moment, certainly going through the semester and in their history. Only the second time that the team has beaten Central Florida in program history. Central Florida would not even schedule Alabama at Alabama's beginning stages of their club hockey history because it honestly just was not worth their time. But as over the years, Alabama has built their program. They've become a bigger force to be reckoned with, certainly in the South region. And so these teams have a lot more respect for the Frozen Tide, and they are able to schedule them. And not only schedule them, but a lot of teams are coming to Pelham now to play. Eric, you mentioned it. It's really a great environment to play in as a club hockey player. It's certainly a great environment to broadcast. You know, I think me and Taylor can both make that claim. So, again, that's where we are on the Alabama Frozen Tide hockey season. There was one game that was played last night, and we will not get into that very much because, again, we're going to have the re-airing of that game when the morning skate ends, when the show is up in about an hour and 45 minutes now.
Yeah, thanks, Kendall. I mean, I just love hearing about Bama hockey. It really is a fascinating phenomenon, if we can call it that. And, you know, you guys were talking about the commitment. The one thing that I'm actually surprised you didn't bring up is the money commitment that it is. You know, you brought up the time commitment and just, you know, how much you guys put into it effort-wise. And I'm a little surprised that you guys just didn't talk about the money because it really is an expensive venture. You know, and that's something that all hockey parents have to deal with and all hockey players really have to deal with in their young life, if you will. And so with that being said, ends the first segment, our first period, if you will, of the morning skate here on 90.7 The Capstone. So on the other side, we'll start kind of opening it up, talking about NHL, Olympics. We got a good show lined up for you, but the real selling point of it is at the end when we play, re-air the UCF game last night. It really is a nail-biter, guys, and you know, I hope you tune in and listen to that one after our show. And again, you're listening to the morning skate on 90.7 The Capstone.
Well, a plane touched down just a